Okay. What questions?
I have a question about my development in my spiritual life.
A little louder.
Okay, I try. But, I have a question about my development in spiritual life because my counselors recommended me to learn deep shastras, and I feel that I really would like to study deep shastra, and my counselor recommended me to continue my education in Vrindavan Institute. And I would like to ask if you don't mind if I come to study to Vrindavan this year in December. Yeah.
What will you study there? Bhakti, Bhakti Shastri?
Yeah, Bhakti Shastri, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instructions, and Shri Upanishad.
Yeah. In Vrindavan or Mayapur?
I would like to go to Vrindavan because it will be in December and I can prepare to it. No, I finish first two courses in Ukrainian in Bhakti Shastra and learn Shri Upanishad and Nectar of Devotions with Adi Purusha Prabhu, and I would like to to deep study, not once a week, but every day, and go to Mangalarati every day, live near to the temple.
So. That's not possible in Mayapur.
It also possible in Mayapur in October.
But not in December.
Not in December. They start in October, and there are not so much time to prepare all things. But I would like to go to Mayapur earlier, maybe in October when you will be here, and if you don't mind to serve you with Mataji Shashini.
Anyway, that's sure. That's very good. Go to Vrindavan and do that course. How long is the course?
4 months.
4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the way till March.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Because I would like to preach, and I have only my realization and short experience, but I feel that I need good basis and good knowledge of shastras for preaching.
And you're going to teach where?
Sorry?
Where will you teach?
I don't know where. We have lead Namahata with my counselor. I lead mostly organization question to invite people and organize the question, but my counselor, who is in Krishna consciousness more than 30 years, she lead mostly.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to take the studying of his books very seriously. So, if you do that, that will be very good, and I'm very happy if you study for future. And always think we also have we have college here in Hungary. As now, starting next year, it will also be in English. And they also do a correspondence course. But it's a three-year course. on which gives a diploma of Bachelor of Theology. Then they have a master's course also. And many people come, and these are not just all devotees. These mostly they're coming here not as devotees. They're interested in systematically studying Prabhupada's books. So devotees need to study books not just to teach, but to know, and to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, if you don't really know what is in the books, then you don't know how to apply them. So the main reason you should go is not to teach. The main reason you should go is to be Krishna conscious. Teaching is really secondary. And all devotees should study traditionally. People would go to Gurukula not to become teachers, only Brahmins became teachers, but all better class society would attend Gurukula to know and to put to practice, and ultimately Bhakti Shastri is also not enough, because Prabhupada gave more books. He gave more books than what we study in Bhakti Shastri. So it's a good beginning, but over and beyond Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and these are also meant to be very seriously known. So, but you start with this, and then in the future, if you can do other things, further studies, then that's better. And then it's good that what you know, then you share with others. And inspire them also to go deeply into our teachings, our philosophy. Because if you don't have deep knowledge, then first it's unlikely that someone will actually stay with Krishna consciousness, or if they stay, it will be very superficial. And then once, most likely that people will not be able to get control over their mind, and so they become easily drawn away by material energy. And in order to control the mind, you have to have strong intelligence, and in order to have the intelligence strong, then you have to make it strong by being in contact with the Absolute Truth, with Shastra. So then, that is good. So I'm happy if you go. It will be very good. Although, Vrindavan in December is most likely going to be cold.
Yeah, the Buddha said about it, but I think I do it.
December, January, it will be cold, but anyway, it's very quiet and peaceful, and it's a very wonderful atmosphere. So it will be good for you.
Very important for me to leave me to the temple, because now I live in Kiev, in the center of city, and it takes so much time to go to the temple.
Wait, I don't... which city are you talking about? Vrindavan?
No. About Kiev. And about Kiev. And for Vrindavan for me is... something amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very wonderful. You'll be able to, I'm sure, appreciate it and benefit from being there.
Yeah.